in this picture you have of her giving the award, I'm sure she had styled her hair. This is her.
Well, that's probably she'd done it at the hairdressers. Because you would go like, the hairdressers would start working like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. And you would go in the morning like really early to do the hair too, if you needed to go for some event. Because when I got first time married, it was a Soviet time in 88. And the ceremony was 2 o'clock afternoon. But I had to go to the hairdresser 6 a.m. Actually, I went in the evening and she put those rolls. I had long hair. She put the rolls on. I had to sleep overnight with those rolls. And then I went in 6 a.m. for her to make my hair do. It was utterly horrible. It's the worst night's sleep I've ever had. And then I heard my future mother-in-law sort of, because she wouldn't even say hi to me, hello to me. She really kind of hated me. And she was like, I'm not going to talk to her. I'm not going to go to the wedding. You know, I was sleeping in their house. And I tried to sleep having these things in my head. Like. And then her son-in-law would try to tell to her, like, no, you have to. It's, you know, just show up, you know, kind of thing. And I was just thinking, what the hell I'm doing here? I'm, you know, having these rolls in my head. I can't sleep. And then I'm just going to get married to somebody whose family deeply hates me. but women
That's
didn't
horrible.
Have those role things.
Yeah.
Like it also was like that in '50s in Western
mm-hmm.
countries, you know, this housewife
elaborate,
images,
sure.
elaborate things.
Going
yeah.
to bed.
Yeah. Well, the neighbor lady would still go around with rolls on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. You see it more in the ghetto in the States now.
Mm.
Old ladies, yeah, but you'll see it. Actually, it's become something that people wear as an accessory too.
Mm.
In the ghetto, right?
Mm.
You put the curler or the comb, the whole comb. That's a little past, I suppose. But the other thing that was people a few years ago, and still now, but it was much more hip in the early days, were just wearing their giant slippers in the street through the day. It's a ghetto thing, but you know, it's got its statement.